One more lap up on the outside third. One more lap coming. Rock and roll heaven. One more lap. Charging up on the outside. These two come to the line. One more lap.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Ray Schnicker has won the Hambo with Dewey Cheatham and Howe. He won the Meadowlands Pace with One More Lap. Can he do it all in 1 year, the Hambo and the Pace? We'll find out on this edition of Trot Radio. Ray Schnicker is no stranger to winning a Hambletonian. He did it with Dewey Cheatham and Howe, the great one, a couple of years ago. He is back now with Cassis and teaming up with his go-to guy, Tim Tietrich. He's on the other end of my line. Ray, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
How do you assess the chances of Cassis now based on a very strong Alin that he raced?
He's been getting stronger. He's kind of started out in hours of two this year in the series, and every week he's gotten stronger, and I think he might have got over the hump, if he's going to go one way or the other, after being, top horse.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the limbs. The second start, the Meadowlands, he just got beat the first start, got strung out 26-4 and just got nailed, and then come back in one, which that usually says something for a horse, that they're getting stronger.
It certainly does. Do you get the same feeling now, 3 or 4 days before the Hambo, that you did, say, with Dewey? Or could you ever be that confident?
No, I never thought Dewey could lose that race. He's just going into the race so strong. But this colt's actually starting to impress me. He's getting better every week, and very nice to drive like Dewey is, and you can do anything you want with him, and he's sound, and I think I'm in pretty good shape.
All right. Let's talk about One More Laugh for a minute. One More Laugh races next week. What's on his horizon as far as short-term schedule looks like?
Well, he's got Oliver Wendell Holmes next week, the Meadowlands, or Saturday, actually. And then he's got to make a decision. Confederation Cup, probably not going there because two heats.
Mm.
And I think he's just probably just going to go right to the Battle of Brandywine and
okay.
to the Jug and hopefully do okay.
So the Jug's on his definitely on his radar list, one would think, anyway.
Yep.
You and Tietrich seem to really mesh together. What do you attribute that to? I mean, you guys have really been raising some cane.
Good horses make everybody look good. That's the bottom line.
You know,
if you got a bad horse, nobody can drive him good, and nobody can train him with a good horse. Yeah, it's just fun, anybody can do it.
Well, you gotta have a good trainer and a good driver, certainly. Otherwise, a guy like me could turn a good horse bad in a big hurry. So
Tim's done a great job of not getting them beat up, especially One More Lap.
Yeah.
We kind of got a bad trip in the North American Cup, but I just said the racing gods weren't with us. He never could slide through, and then it worked out really good for the elimination in the final. Final got a great trip, so I guess it all equals out of 10.
Yeah, it certainly does. You have done so much for the sport in terms of getting mainstream media and what you do to help promote the sport. There are a few drivers and trainers of your caliber. What makes you want to do that?
I'm old enough now. I got a few bucks. That helps. And then, I know I have a lot of family. I'm just married to me and my wife. So, I got some free time where you can think of some ideas. And, I actually like working with kids. They're never sour, and they're always looking forward to, something else. Or, in our game, everybody tends to be down all the time. But, it's fun.
And of course, you've got your Dewey Scholarship, which is a very progressive step to help kids with their education. What gave you the idea to do that?
That was more Jeff Gorell. I actually came up with the idea of the kid race at Goshen. But, I just figured if you give kids aware, they do it. Every one of them that's done it really come back and said, man, this is fun. We'd like to do this again. And I really think you will get them back to the track doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
At least once anyways.
Yeah, well, as I said, you're doing a lot to help promote the sport. I don't know whether you know this or not, but up here in Canada, recent news, Standardbred Canada is putting together a racing development initiative where they're hoping to take a percentage of the entire purse pool for the year and apply that to new racing products, new promotions, things of that nature. You race at the Meadowlands. Would it be tough to do that there, do you think? What do you think needs to be done in that regard?
What do you mean? For the Meadowlands?
Could the Meadowlands duplicate that? They're in bad shape without slots, and they do need to have some kind of an initiative where the owners and the track are working together.
I think it's just so tough when you're battling against slots, but like I said, our game, a perfect example is Star Owners Delight. We can't even get qualifying rules changed. I thought getting back to even the Bruce Saunders horse, North American Cup, make going the one way or not the other, he's on the list. That made no sense to have them qualify. We can't even get little rules like that. Darlin's Light, winning 50, went to a stake race, won that, comes back to the Meadowlands. She didn't go fast enough for standard experimental end. Like I said, we can't even solve little problems like that, so I don't know how we're going to solve any other problems.
Do you think there's hope for the Meadowlands based on what we're hearing from Governor Christie's office?
I think so, because it's an awful big industry in Jersey. I mean, I'm not 100% positive, but, you know, our simulcast product, the tracks, really the simulcast, let's say Woodbine or Mohawk and Meadowlands, I don't know, I think they almost should get a better percentage, because that's the only place that people really want to bet, I think.
Now, pretty much so, yeah. Well, listen, good luck this weekend. You're looking at a possible sweep in the Meadowlands Millions, that being the Pace, of course, and the Hambo. Never been done before. Is that putting any pressure on you?
Not really. Dewey kind of got when Dewey being undefeated, that was there was pressure there.
Yeah.
They win the Hamiltonian. So this one here is kind of a piece of cake, and it's kind of like been going under the radar, so we're not really expecting a huge thing, but now we're starting to, but you know, it looks like it could be anything, but yeah, we're just having a lot of fun.
We'll be watching, Ray Schnicker. You've always been very accessible to the media, and we do appreciate that. Best of luck this weekend in the Hambo.
Okay, thank you very much.